Well, it just depends. You know, we're going to adjust accordingly to how teams are playing us. We had an outbreaking and an inbreaking route, outside guy running inbreaking, inside running outbreaking. Got out there, they were in a man coverage with 53 out on Q, and Q had been kind of in my ear most of the day about throwing him the ball when he had that matchup, so throwing the ball. You know, reminded, he's had a catch like that late in the game to win a game before, and he ran a good route, and we put it in the right spot.
Clock play.
Yeah, the clock played. It's one of those things you don't really tell anybody what's going on. You just yelling clock and signaling clock. And then right before I snapped, I looked out to the right, and they were way off outside. So I just kind of faked it, moved. And Devontae wasn't looking at me initially. But after he saw me probably moving, he looked and I threw it. I was hoping that he knew, just get a couple and get out of bounds. But he almost ended up scoring. So he's a talented guy. I told him this week it was going to be a big week for him. A week that I think he would start to really separate himself. And he had a number of important catches for us, and that was one of them.
So, Aaron, that's not a call to fake. It's just a read and react to that situation. Is that right? Or is that an actual call to say we're going to fake somebody?
Yeah, that was kind of some freestyling right there.
What do you think on 4th and 10? What are you thinking?
Well, we had a call to the left, a two-receiver combination, and Jordy running a route that he runs pretty well, kind of a down and out. He was able to we actually ran a couple in-breaking with him the last couple drives and hit him on two in-breaking routes, big third down on the field goal drive, and then I think the next play we hit him on an in-breaker. So we went with an out-breaker, and I just kind of hung in there. And didn't see the catch, but was just trying to. I saw him as he broke out of his route, and just try to put in a good spot.
Here, I'm going to ask Coach McCarthy the same question: the advantage or disadvantage of to you when Miami called two defensive timeouts on that last drive? Is that help you offensively? Is it more of a help to them defensively? How do you look at that?
I think it's more of a help to the defense. You know, because we're kind of rolling there. After we got the first down on 4th down, we got a couple good plays, another first down, and I think that kind of settled them down a little bit potentially. But we were, you know, we like to play in those situations as quickly as possible, and we feel